Now, Gordon's got an issue with you. He's been on to me all morning about it. And I said, Gordon, can you please leave me alone? I've got no answer here. And then when he saw your name come up on the run sheet, they were going to talk to you.
I'm going to ask Corey.
Yeah, Corey. A bloke named Josh Maguire.
Yeah.
Big show. He scored a try last night.
Yeah.
Where did he score it?
Well,
you want some thinking music?
I thought he scored it to the left of the post.
Yeah, and where did you take the kick from?
In front, because that's where the ref was.
Well done.
Do you know, mate, like,
it's funny you brought that up, because I thought he scored it to the left of the post, but when
he did.
Come back, after it sort of yeehawing and cheering and I got the ball, I come back, the ref was standing directly in the centre of the field, so I thought, oh, that'll do.
Yeah.
And the other time was a penalty shot, I think. The actual penalty was given about 40 out. By the time I kicked it, I think it was about 35 metres.
Well, that was a great bit of acting on your part, because, I mean, you walked over to where the ref was, and then he's looked at you and figured, oh, well, this must be where he scored it.
Well, yeah. I suppose
that's good acting.
That's the beauty of having two refs.
That's a Logie Award for you, Corey. It's a Logie. Yeah. I can see it.
Confusing each other.
Yeah, he didn't pull me up, so yeah,
exactly.
But you know, there wouldn't be a kicker that hasn't moved it, but normally you just move it an arm's length or a metre or so when you're on the sideline. But like the score on the left hand side of the upright and the kick right in front of the black dot, I'm thinking, well, that's a bit
I've often seen a kicker go to a mark and you see the ref say, no, there's your mark, you know, where he's tried to sneak it a little bit. But
that was well picked up, Gordy. I'm surprised you did that.
Gordy's very sharp.
Mate, listen, not too many times front row will score. So I thought, mate, why wouldn't he run underneath the post? So that's what I thought, because he doesn't score, where like a bloke that scores all the time, he knows to help out the kicker. But obviously he just wanted to get to the line quick. But
hey, Corey, I just always wanted to know, does Wayne Bennett ever tear strips off a player in front of the other players?
Yeah, he's never held back in that regard, if it's warranted, yeah.
Right. I was just wondering, I mean, obviously everyone needs a stern word every now and then, and I'm sure he, like all coaches, will take someone aside and have a quiet word to them. But I was just wondering whether his approach, if he really wants to tear someone a new one, does he do that in front of the whole team, or does he try and hold back?
Yeah, look, I mean, everyone's different. You've got to understand what works for some people and what doesn't work. Sometimes if you're tearing strips off someone, they can have an adverse effect and they go into their shell. Other guys,
absolutely,
it triggers something with them. So, if it's warranted and they need it and he feels that, need it, well, he'll do it. Yeah, he certainly. He hasn't held back on me over the years.
Corey.
Gordy would be in the same boat.
Yeah,
we've heard some good stories from Gordy off air.
He's got tufts of Gordy's hair at home, apparently, right?
Mate, what about, you know, Queensland, the three NRL teams that are based in Queensland, the Titans have now won three in a row. The Cows, I think, have won five in a row. You blokes are sitting on top of the table. It must be an awesome place to be at the moment if you're a rugby league supporter in Queensland. Where does a current player weigh in on this debate about the possibility of another team based in Brisbane?
Yeah, look, just anywhere in Queensland is a great place to be. But look, I think I got asked this question during the week, and I think another team in Brisbane would work. There's enough; it would survive. I don't think though we need to start a new franchise. I think having 17 teams, at times we struggle with 16, just with the way the sort of game is and how teams are being propped up here and there. I think if anything, maybe there's a possibility of, I guess, a relocation.
Oh, I was waiting for that word, Corey. I was just waiting for that. Who on earth?
And a change of names, I suppose. But the reality is the game is propping up some sides.
That's right.
If they were to be relocated, I think four teams in Queensland that would certainly survive.
Oh, who's going to do it, though, mate? Cronulla Sharks going to...
I think what's happening now with the NRL, I think they're going to have some boxes that you've got to tick, and then it'll either be you're like Newtown or North Sydney, or you got to relocate.
Don't you reckon it's a formula for disaster, Paul? I mean, what team is going to tolerate now in 2015 being relocated?
I think Corey's right. I think what the NRL will do is just basically keep slowly lifting the minimum standard until a Sydney club says, you know what, we're struggling now to keep up.
We
can't do this any longer, and if this keeps going the way we are, we're going to fold.
Right.
At which point, Dan Arroyo said, well, we'll say you either fold or we will help you relocate.
Yeah.
And then, of course, sorry, Kenny.
And then, of course, it's the club's decision, and it's the club's only means of survival. So hopefully there will be then some public sympathy towards the club.
How many fans would go with them?
None.
Take a stab.
Well, you know what? Not everybody in Queensland are Broncos fans, and I've found that out because of the Dragons and Parramatta and some of the big clubs that come there. There's some really good support. Last night there was a Parramatta chant when they started coming back in a stadium in Brisbane, and you wouldn't hear that. You know, I mean, like, you don't hear a Broncos chant that often down here.
No, so, that's right.
Look, and I think there's enough fans. It's a great stadium, and the sad part is I think Broncos only play 12 home games, so there's only 12 games there a year. You know, but like club games. And I think that if there's 24, I think it's going to be a hell of a lot better.
Well, it's just Jim Corey saying that it's not a new franchise, you know, is not what we need. It's, oh, it's just another team in Brisbane, it which means that dreaded word, relocation.
And Corey, do you guys, just let me ask you this, do you guys talk about that? Does that ever come up as part of the conversation at the Broncos about trying to secure your spot and build your spot into the future if this might happen?
No, look, I mean, the Broncos have had a proud history, and you know, from day dot, we were a one-team town. So, as Gordy said, we don't have every fan in Brisbane going for us. So, look, from our point of view, we've got 30,000 members, so we know that at least 30,000 people in Brisbane are going to barrack for Broncos. But, look, I endorse it. It only creates a better environment for rugby league in Queensland that, yeah, if you go to the footy and you don't follow Brisbane, but you follow whoever it might be, well, that's, you know, that creates atmosphere. It creates, you know, that's what you play footy for. So, it doesn't sort of worry me too much. And when people, you know, you talk to people in the street and they actually say, I don't go for Brisbane, that doesn't offend me. That's fine if you go for someone else. So all good.
I'm thinking that perhaps we get this relocated, Billy, or this new team in by, say, 2017. Corey Parker has one last year. We bring back the captain coach.
Yeah,
the Silver Fox is in charge, Corey.
I reckon it's a great idea. Yeah. Corey Parker, absolutely. Captain coach.
Bring back the captain coach, Corey. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, I'm not going to never say never, but
we'll chuck you a Paul Gallen to help you out. There you go.
You heard it here first. Good on you, Corey.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Corey. See you, mate.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Always a pleasure.
He's
to
a good chat.
Isn't he a great chat?
He's a great chat. And he's really good silver hair, too, which we love.
Him and Chris Houston, the grey headed.
Silver Foxes.
Silver Foxes. Got to get them on the one team.
You know, they're not grey, they're platinum.
That's
they're
it.
Platinum.
Well,
that's what I tell people when they say, hey, when did you start going grey? I say, grey? You mean platinum, don't you? Or titanium or something?
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing is with the Dragons, right? So the club that I play for is not around anymore because it's St. George Illawarra. But if they would have relocated years ago and they would have played games out of Brisbane and they get their five games here and my club's still around, go ask a North Sydney supporter, a Newtown supporter or whatever. Yeah. They would go along with it. Go ask a Balmain or West supporter now. Would you still like to be known as West? But like your home is Brisbane. And then when you come here, you still get seven games.
Right, so what
Sydney.
Do you reckon people would have said if they said you're still going to be known as Western Suburbs, but you're going to be based out of Brisbane?
Yes.
You're saying that the West fans would love that?
Well, it's better than what they've got now.
Yeah. They'd like it more than they've got now. And that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
My brother lives in Brisbane. He's not a Broncos fan. He grew up as a Western Suburbs fan.
Right. Yeah.
And he doesn't even have that club to support anymore. unfortunately,
so that means
short story.
He'd be open slather to find a new team.
Well, he's actually started following the Titans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't.
See, they're coming. Titans.
Mate, his young bloke loves them. So,
but you know what I mean. Like, I reckon for anyone like that, your brother said you'd be basically a work in progress. He would find himself a new team. I don't think he would blindly follow
Bill, mate, because with the AFL and they're so big and they don't want to embarrass it. Their new franchises, they've given them so much. I think the Suns get $16 million.
Yeah,
they get that. Right, okay. But Melbourne and sides like that, traditional clubs are getting beaten by 100. How's that good? So I don't think, and mate, I'm definitely that there's not enough talent in the AFL to keep on expanding. And I don't want to cheapen our product by expanding. When we look at the competition now, how tight it is, a side like Manly is on bottom, but then goes and beats a side who we all think is going to win the comp.
I know.
That can't happen in their game.
Kenny, would you rather another Queensland-based team or a Central Coast?
Perth.
Yeah, quick answer.
No, I think it's got
to make a decision.
It's
right
got to be Southeast Queensland.
Yeah. There you go.
Has to be.
What, over Perth?
Yeah, no, Kenny. Perth, Queensland, and some of the Central Sydney Coast teams has to take one game up there a year to Central Coast.